Social isolation kills more people than obesity does, and it's just as stigmatized. The increased mortality risk is comparable to that from smoking. And loneliness is about twice as dangerous as obesity. Social isolation impairs immune function and boosts inflammation, which can lead to arthritis, type 2 diabetes, and heart disease. Loneliness is breaking our hearts, but as a culture we rarely talk about it. Loneliness has doubled. 40% of adults in two recent surveys said they were lonely, up from 20% in the 1980s. All of our internet interactions aren't helping and maybe making loneliness worse. A recent study of Facebook users found that the amount of time you spend on the social network is inversely related to how happy you feel throughout the day. In a society that judges you based on how expansive your social networks appear, loneliness is difficult to fess up to. It feels shameful. As it turns out, it's loneliness. This sensation is deeply unpleasant, and it can be deadly. A review study published this month in Perspectives in Psychological Science found that loneliness was predictive of death, particularly for people under the age of 65. The paper synthesized the findings from 70 scientific publications that altogether included more than 3 million participants. The authors found that loneliness, social isolation, and living alone were factors in explaining early death. Technology is especially puzzling given our hyper-connected world, where it seems that social contact is readily available at our fingertips. Technology, in fact, may be both a cause and a solution to loneliness. Others blame loneliness on urbanism and modern life. The individualist ethos, the pursuit of wealth, and the trend of living alone, particularly in big cities, have all been documented as causes of loneliness. This doesn't take into account, however, that urbanization may decrease loneliness for people who don't fit into the places where they happen to be born. Sometimes urbanization can be the only cure for loneliness. The researchers emphasize the difference between the subjective, self-reported feeling of loneliness and the objective state of being socially isolated. Both are potentially damaging, the study found. People who say they are alone but feel happy are at increased risk of death, as are those who have many social connections but say they are lonely. People who are both objectively isolated and subjectively lonely may be at the greatest risk of death, says Holt Lundstad. Many social scientists say technology and housing trends are increasing the risk of loneliness. More Americans are living alone than ever before, and technology like texting and social media has made it easier to avoid forming substantive relationships in the flesh and blood. Yet research shows that relationships can improve health in a variety of ways, by helping us manage stress, improving the functioning of the immune system, and giving meaning to people's lives. Science shows isolating yourself weakens your immune system, which makes you more susceptible to diseases and infections. In fact, feeling brokenhearted isn't all just in your head. Forlorn people have an increased vulnerability to cardiovascular diseases and compromised immune responses to viral infections, meaning fighting off that cold is going to be a whole lot harder without someone taking care of. Social distancing can harmfully impact your health and potentially lead to sleep disorders or Alzheimer's disease. Your loneliness isn't doing you any favors when it comes to sleeping at night. Your emotions are so powerful they can actually kill you. As the New York Times reports, psychobiologists can now show that loneliness sends misleading hormonal signals, rejiggers the molecules on genes that govern behavior, and wrenches a slew of other systems out of whack. Self-awareness is the first action toward overcoming loneliness. You're able to recognize your unhappiness and negative thinking, and now you just need the tools to turn it around. the loneliest men and women were almost twice as likely to die during that period than those who felt the most wanted and needed. Another study found loneliness to be twice as deadly as obesity. Feeling cut off from others can push blood pressure up into the danger zone for heart attacks and strokes, weaken the immune system, and raise the odds of depression. The American Association for the Advancement of Science's annual conference, we find people who continue to interact with coworkers after retirement and have friends close by are less lonely. Take time to enjoy yourself and share good times with family and friends. Non-lonely people enjoy themselves with other people. Psychobiologists can now show that loneliness sends misleading hormonal signals, rejiggers the molecules on genes that govern behavior, and wrenches a slew of other systems out of whack. They have proved that long-lasting loneliness not only makes you sick, it can kill you. Emotional isolation is ranked as high risk factor for mortality as smoking. A partial list of the physical diseases thought to be caused or exacerbated by loneliness would include Alzheimer's, obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, neurodegenerative diseases, and even cancer. Tumors can metastasize faster in lonely people. As we age, quite often our social circles change. Major life transitions play a role in our relationships. We move cities and find new friend groups. We break off a marriage and lose the relationships that came with it. We retire and spend less time with our former colleagues. We become empty nesters and spend more time traveling than conversing with other parents. Needless to say, life happens. A recent study at the University of Chicago found that loneliness is actually a greater health risk than obesity. In fact, it has twice the effect on early death as does obesity. The study found that loneliness increases your chances of premature death by 14% and even increases your risk of cognitive decline. Furthermore, it elevates blood pressure, disrupts your sleep pattern, increases stress hormone levels, alters immunity cells, and puts you at greater risk for cardiovascular disease. In regards to mental health, loneliness can lower your overall well-being, leading to depression and anxiety. According to a study conducted by AARP in 2010, over one-third of adults over 45 reported feeling lonely. However, most adults don't even recognize that they are feeling lonely, and if they do, they don't realize just how much it is altering their physical health. John Gottschopo, the leading professor in the study at the University of Chicago, discovered that the true health consequences don't necessarily come from the physical isolation itself, but rather the subjective sense of isolation. So, sometimes it is not so obvious when an individual is experiencing feelings of loneliness. Regardless of when or to what extent we feel lonely, it is important that we take action to avoid these sentiments for the sake of our physical and mental health. Gottschopo has identified three types of relationships that are important for us to feel as human beings: intimate connectedness, relational connectedness, and collective connectedness. Lonely intimate connectedness is what we feel when we have a relationship that affirms who we are. Relational connectedness comes from mutually rewarding relationships that are face-to-face contacts, and collective connectedness comes from those relationships that allow us to feel a part of a larger group beyond our individual existence. As human beings, we crave these three types of relationships, and it is important that we seek them out, especially when we find our social circles shrinking. In an age where communicating with a friend or family member on the other side of the country takes no more than a few clicks of a mouse, or a few taps on a cell phone screen, research indicates that we are, as a society, more lonely than we have ever been. Here are some of the more recent findings regarding loneliness and aging Americans. 18% of seniors